Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Accidental Mentor Mentor Minute series. I'm Charlene Garrett. If you like what you hear, please share it with a friend. Maybe even start a deeper conversation and then share with me what you've learned. You can head over to charlenegarrett.com/blog to leave comments, stories, and questions on any episode. For today's Mentor Minute, we're addressing a question that emerged from season one. It's about hearing from God regarding relationships, an intriguing and often complex topic. Man, the example that sparked this discussion was Julie's story in episode 9, where she shared how she reconnected with an old boyfriend after years apart because she felt like God said he was going to be her husband. In her story, Julie mentioned that she had previously cut off the relationship because she felt that they couldn't help each other grow in their current state and needed to focus on their individual relationships with God and with themselves. Years later, through prayer and reflection, she felt strongly that they were meant to be together. This sparked many questions. Is it accurate that God would speak to us personally? Was one. Can this idea of hearing God for your spouse be abused? And how do we mentor someone through such a profound experience? So I want to spend most of my episode talking about that last question, how you mentor somebody. But let me just say a couple things about those first two questions. First of all, is it accurate that God would speak to us personally? I believe absolutely yes. And I'm not alone. There are many books, teaching, people that have done like scripture expositions that show how God spoke and is speaking today. So if you're interested in this topic, you want to hear more from me, let me know and I'll do a future episode on it. Also then, can this idea of hearing God for your spouse be abused? Well, yeah. I mean, can't anything be abused? It takes prayer and care. I think the rest of my thoughts are going to maybe address this just a little bit. So back to Julie's story. If you listen to Julie's story in episode 9 of season 1, you can hear how there were many factors involved for her. So let's look at it. So time was one of them. It was 5 years of hearing and feeling that it was right, but having zero contact with her former boyfriend before she ever wrote that first letter. That's a lot of time. So she was praying, and during those 5 years, she prayed a lot, she was asking a lot, and she was looking for signs, and she asked God specifically for a sign, and she got a big one. I encourage you to go back to episode 9 and listen to her tell it. It's an incredible story. But I just want to address this idea of signs. I mean, it can be way tricky. I mean, if we take signs prayerfully as one piece that points to something and not as the whole thing, that's helpful. I mean, what do I mean by that? Well, take an exit sign, for example. If you go to a door and you're looking for the exit and the exit sign is above the door, the sign itself is just a sign. You can't actually walk through the exit sign. The exit sign points to where you're supposed to walk through. It points towards the exit. You know, signs can also be moved by people. I don't know if you've ever followed a sign to the wrong place. So in the same way, we're people with free will. We can adjust. We can move things. So what I'm saying is signs are good if you see them through a lens of wisdom and held with open hands. Right? If you're holding a sign with closed hands, that means you're holding on to this sign against all other experiences or maybe even other information that contradicts it. That's not a good thing. So sometimes we just have to like let go of our sign. So taking them all in perspective is important. The other thing that Julie talks about is just more time and patience. I mean, even after Julie got a sign that she prayed for, it was several more years of praying and believing. So for her, that sign just gave her more hope, right? To just continue on the way that she was. She didn't immediately write a letter or contact somebody or say, hey, I got the sign and this is what it means. She waited until she really felt like she was supposed to write that letter. And by the way, when she wrote the letter, she didn't say, hi, my name is Julie. Remember me? We're supposed to get married. This is what God said. It was a process of getting to know each other and waiting. It was an 8-year journey. You'll hear Julie talk about an 8-year journey from feeling that feeling until they got married. 8 years of prayer and obedience. All right. So I believe the key here is understanding, first of all, that hearing from God is a deeply personal journey and process. It's important to realize that we all see in part and hear in part. 1 Corinthians 13:9 addresses this. I mean, it's talking about prophecy, but it addresses this, and I think that it works here, right? When I'm hearing, I'm kind of prophesying to myself, right? So nobody, no person is 100% accurate, maybe not even 90% accurate, to be honest, in discerning the Holy Spirit's voice because we're human. We also hear better when we have cleaner filters. So we all have this kind of filter, like, you know, the air cabin filter in your car. They get dirty, you know? So there are times in our lives when we want something to happen and our filter of how we can hear could be impacted by that desire. It's as if that desire blocks us hearing clearly. We've got to see the condition of our lives, like, and really be introspective. Am I living more by the Spirit right now, or am I living by the flesh? I go back and forth personally because I'm a human, right? So we have to be in pursuit of like cleaning that filter because we live in a fallen world. So this is all an active process, not passive. If you're not actively cleaning, it's getting dirty. So what do you do when you're mentoring somebody? So when you're mentoring somebody who believes that they've heard from God about a relationship, I'd say the goal isn't to validate or invalidate their experience. You're not them. You don't know. You didn't hear. Instead, if they're asking you for input, right, that's what I said. If they're asking you for input, that's key. Did they invite you into this conversation or are you inviting yourself in? If they're asking you for input, it's about guiding them to develop a clear understanding of how they hear from God, how confident they are in what they heard, how confident they are in how clean or unaffected their filters are, maybe what they heard, and then how should they proceed? Like, what is the plan? You do this by listening, praying, and asking thoughtful but non-judgmental questions. These questions are meant to help them reflect, not to get your point across. Because here's the key, you have an opinion. Just own it. You will likely have an opinion about what they heard because you're human. So you have to separate yourself from your opinion and keep your own filter clean as a mentor. This is super important. I've heard of too many pastors or others who are very direct with their opinions and didn't leave room for their own error. Guys, this can be hurtful at best and drastically damaging at worst. Just don't do that. I'll be direct. But let me share a personal story to illustrate when you can hear from God in part and it turn out not to be what you thought God said and how one of my mentors helped me. About 15 years ago, I genuinely believed God had set up a situation for me to meet a man from across the ocean, thinking he could be someone I would marry. I mean, it was a unique and hopeful time filled with prayer and reflection. And before this, I even believed that God gave me a specific date that I would meet somebody and a date that I would get married. Man, I thought I had a sign. I had mentioned this to only a few people, including a mentor, who, by the way, never confirmed or challenged what I thought I heard. She just listened and told me she was praying for me. So I'm sure she had lots of opinions, but she didn't share them with me. As time went on, we got to know each other more, he and I, and we had a friendship and a work relationship. And in my prayers for God to answer and show me if this was the person I was going to marry, I did get my answer. It just wasn't what I wanted it to be. Ugh. So one of my friends who knew I had feelings for this man, she was in my friend group. He came and he asked her out on a date. And she immediately called me and told me about it. And of course, I wasn't upset with her, though I was heartbroken. I told her to go out with him if she wanted to. And, you know, in this heartbreaking moment, realizing that I had misread God, I misheard him, I just had to wrestle with and mourn the loss of that hope. And then I had to ask myself, where was my hope anyway? Was it in this potential relationship or was it in God? Literally the next morning, my mentor came with a cup of coffee and sat with me and provided me with some invaluable advice. She suggested that I spend time with God, review the prophetic words that I had had in my life, and just seek clarity on what I thought I had heard. This process was transformative for me. It taught me that sometimes we don't hear correctly, and that's okay. It's a part of growing and learning to discern God's voice more accurately in our lives. Like I said, it's really personal. It's a personal experience. So if you're mentoring someone who believes they've heard from God about marrying someone else, encourage them to keep it within a small circle. Ask for confirmations and wait. Wait. It's crucial not to broadcast such sensitive beliefs prematurely, but to navigate them prayerfully and wisely. Why not broadcast? Well, our filters can be significantly impacted by others and their opinions. Our friends want something great for us, so they're going to encourage us and often read into situations that fan the fire for what they hope for, which is in line with what we hope for usually. It's not always the best situation, the best thing for us. Ultimately, whether the answer is yes or no, growth and learning come through the journey. Remember, God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Thank you for joining me today on this Mentor Minute. If you have any more questions or thoughts on this topic, please comment on my website. I've put the exact link in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you and continuing this journey of learning and mentorship together. Until next time, keep listening, growing, and pursuing the best path God has for you. See you soon.